The Vata Mitzvah is Mila is. A baby has it when he's 7 days old, 8 days old, I mean, 8 days old, there's no Cheshbonus. There's no nothing. Mitzvah Mila represents the Atzmistiki connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without any Levushim, without anything else. No Das, there's no thing. It's Kol Kulay, the Tainu that a baby's giving to his father. All other mitzvahs when we get das, the only one mitzvah that we don't have das for, and it's a chiv and there's no das, that's mitzvah mila. So that's the vod without any cheshbonus. No, we're not dealing with das over here. We're dealing with pashut like a child giving nachas to his father without das, and then the father gets the tremendous. Once the child's older, the father can always think, why is he giving me this nachas now? Everyone can fall into the oilam of cheshbonus. When your little boy comes home and he's so happy because he knows you're going to be so happy with him because he knew the parasha, that's the best thing for you. That's much more important than a shtickle Torah 20 years down the line from the same son. Because they're ready, there's the cheshbonus, you're going to print it and you're going to do the cheshbonus. Why does he run home? Because he's so happy because he knows you're going to be happy with him. That's pure, that's Ramam Shrine. That's what Mrs. Mila. Mrs. Mila is the only thing that the little baby spills blood. He doesn't do it, but whatever, the spilled blood from the little baby. Klaman Shmoyz Baruch. A mitzvah without das. Mitzvah that's Hechanah. That's the Taino that says that a father enjoys seeing his little baby like laughing at the father because it's kulay clean, it's kulay pure. That's the Mrs. Mila. Leili Tzitz Mitzrayim. That's what we were showing in Kodesh Baruch. And that's the whole Hachana. Pesach has to bring a yeast, to do things unconditional, to do things just Laman Shmoy, without any das. And then we become, the Ikei of a yeast is to become a Yingla for the Rabban Shlaim. A Yingla, and that's the sort of Igadat al-Mancha. Just to teach a person how to be a Yingla, how to feel, how to sit there at the Seder table, how to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a father, little child relationship. That's the deepest relationship that a person can get.